this area.
All right, Brady, what's going on with town hall meeting day?
Yeah,
what's
so today is the town hall meeting day.
Yeah.
Today's town meeting day where they've got a lot of propositions on the floor and all this kind of political stuff. UVM didn't even have school today.
No one does, do they?
No classes today on town meeting day. So we have come up with our own 101.3 ESPN town meeting. We've got five propositions today that we can vote yes or no to.
And proposition number one is, who should be the leader of 101.3 in the huddle?
Stop.
Rich, Arnie, or Brady? And I'm going to have to vote for me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't see that on the sheet.
We've just added an addendum to it, Rich. Just added that, Rich. And I'm going to vote for myself on this one. I'm sorry.
Go figure.
And you can vote on the Town Fair Tire text line, too. 802-655-6672. You can vote on that one or as any of the other ones we're going to get to.
Proposition number one. The Yankees should go out and acquire another starter before the season starts. Yes or no?
That's boring. No. I thought it was going to be something interesting.
Well, I'm going to say no on that because they've got enough going on right now. Let's get the season going. They can always make adjustments during the season. I don't know who they have in their minor leagues, but I'm not going to panic if I'm them. It's certainly got enough hitting, so I'm going to say no for that one.
Boy, that's a tough one because if there's one thing that team seems to be lacking, although we'll see.
I don't think they are.
Well, the thing is Sonny Gray going to stay healthy? Is CC Sabathia going to give him the innings that he gave him last year?
No.
I mean, they're a lot like the Red Sox in that sense of where you go, what is the two starter? What is the three starter? Is Pomerantz going to stay healthy? I don't know what that is after Severino. I would say yes to that. I vote yes. I mean, it doesn't have to be Arrieta, but get somebody of substance in there.
I'm voting no because of the luxury tax issue. The Yankees can't go out and do a big move here in the spring, and that would not allow. If they do a big move now, that would preclude them from doing a big move at the deadline. And I think this team is better suited with all the prospects they have to go and flip prospects for somebody at the deadline and be able to take on some money there. They should save the little money they have for a deadline move rather than now.
So now do we send it to the little old lady in the back of the room who's knitting during town meeting? Believe me, I've been to 100 of them, and that's what it is.
Sean in Colchester, my vote is for Arnie. That's Sean in Colchester.
Now, what does leader of the show mean?
Just, you know,
that means you talk more?
Like, you already talk more.
I'm more like Fonzie, and you guys are more like Richie and Ralph Mouth.
Don't
you
know what I mean?
Hey, they were very important to the show, though, Richard.
They were.
That's question two.
Proposition number two. Arnie, this will make you happy. So did you see the Arizona Diamondbacks are bringing back the bullpen cart?
Yes, I saw that. You sent it to me. I loved it. I thought that was fantastic.
We talked about it this summer. So all baseball teams should bring back the bullpen cart.
Yes.
That's question number two.
Absolutely. And I saw the bullpen cart. You sent me, that's not in a... like in the shape of the old ones, right? It was more like sleek down.
Well, it's still... Yeah, I mean... Some of them look like that.
Sox had a great one.
I like the old-fashioned one where they got to have the cap on top.
But
they also have to have like that round. But that aside, I'm very happy if they bring this back. I would love it. And I think fans would like it, too. I can't believe that fans Brady's age didn't know that we actually did that. I thought everybody knew that. I thought it was part of baseball,
It used to be. I'll never forget the one at Fenway. It was the little Red Sox baseball cap over a golf cart, and that guy used to come in about 75 miles an hour.
I know.
Boy, I hope he doesn't hit me.
Some would actually pull right up to the mound,
yes.
right through the infield.
Can you imagine the groundskeeper seeing that
now?
He'd blow a gasket.
I'm saying no to Prop 2. Not all teams should go back to bullpen carts. I do think it's cool. I do think baseball and nostalgia go hand in hand. So I think there's room for the bullpen cart in baseball. But that said, I am a nerd. Fields being ruined.
Come on.
But the big thing is what about where are you going to keep the bullpen cart? I had somebody tell me
it's
that,
in the bullpen.
Would you?
Yeah.
Could you?
Where?
Not be. Could you let me finish, please?
Yes, go ahead.
Someone who was in Cleveland was talking to me about this today.
Yeah.
And they said the only place for the bullpen cart to be is in left field, at the left field wall. Well, the bullpen is in dead center field. So is it going to drive from the left field wall where it's kept to center field in the bullpen and then across the outfield to bring the pitcher would get there quicker on his own?
What they had at Fenway in the old days is right where the groundskeeper, where the tarp is, down the between first base and right field, there's that little entrance there, and the thing would come shooting out of that and go out into the right field bullpen.
So at Fenway,
logistically, it wouldn't be a lot of time. But I see your point for the pace of play people like me.
Well, some don't even have a bullpen there on the side, right, like the Cubs.
Only the Cubs.
Is that
and Oakland.
Can you imagine? the guy making $30 million. Kershaw is out for the season after running after a foul ball and smashing into a golf cart with a Dodgers cap on top.
Question three of the town hall meetings. You would get rid of the one-and-done rule, yes or no?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. I mean, this should be 100% to zero if it came down to a vote. First of all, it takes care of the pay in the athletes. Two, you really couldn't have done that because of Title IX. Three, it would open up the whole can of worms about the whole likeness and the jersey, which I'm still okay for the athletes now. But now I don't want to hear any baloney. Oh, he can make money. You're not letting him make any money. He can go to the G League. He can go overseas. He can go to the NBA if he's good enough. So not, I mean, you're talking about a 0.2% that could go to the NBA. So I think this is 100% fantastic.
Couldn't agree more. Everything Arnie just said. Yeah. Absolutely. I heard Dan Patrick's show today talking about the fact that the NCAA is talking about possibly a year and a half, or is it a half a year or whatever?
Must be half. But,
some ridiculous rule. That I mean, yeah, they're just overthinking it. Bring them in. I mean, you think about it. KG, LeBron, all those guys got in, and they were immediately great. And I understand there's a lot of them that aren't going to be. And I would imagine the John Calipari's of the world are not going to be too thrilled about it. But, yeah, it seems ridiculous to force them to go into a situation like they have to.
I'm saying yes as well. I would repeal the one-and-done rule. I think it'll just make the quality of play better for everybody. The better players that are ready to go play in the NBA, they'll be in the NBA. The NBA game will get better. The G League game will get better for the guys who go straight to the G League and are looking to make money professionally right away. And then the college game will ultimately get better because you'll get more and more teams that are senior-laden. And, well, look, I understand from a star power standpoint, you know, a team full of four seniors who are starting could be, you know, could be a little more boring, but the game is going to be played better, and ultimately I do think that good basketball wins out
well,
in most situations.
I think there's a difference. Like, if you're going to be a first-round pick, you're never going to go to the G League because you're going to say it's going to help ruin your brand. And, you know, stuff like that. If you're a second-round pick, you're not going to want to do that also. I can see kids who maybe are not going to cut it grades-wise or just kind of came in under the radar. But the big names are right, not going to go ahead and get that.
Yeah, so the G League gets better. The NBA gets...
Right, yeah.
The
yeah,
G League still gets good players right, that are ready to play professionally,
right,
if
right,
even if not make a difference at the NBA level yet. The NBA game gets better and gets the what would have been the college star power. The G League gets better, and the college game ultimately gets better because there's more seasoned players playing in the tournament, and that's what we care about. Prop 4 to vote on. The Catamounts should put Anthony Lamb in the starting lineup starting tonight.
You whispered that to
yes
him. Is that because
or
he's over
no
there? You don't want him to hear that you bring that up?
That's
is that
because
why
he's over here, yeah.
I think they definitely should put Anthony Lamb in the starting lineup. And the reason I say that is eventually he's going to have to get back in the lineup. You don't want to go ahead and put him into the starting lineup in the finals against Hartford or whoever they're going to play.
Or UMBC.
Or UMBC. And you don't want to put him in the starting lineup for the first game of the NCAA tournament. So you want to get his back to much normal as possible. That's putting him into the starting lineup today. So that's my thoughts on that one. What do you think? Put Lamb back in the starting
lineup. Let me go to the voice of the Catamount, Sam Hyman. Should he be in the starting lineup?
You answer for Rich.
I don't think he should because... Wow. Because you have five guys that have gone out there pretty much every day, every game on a consistent basis. And with what Drew Urquhart's been able to do in his absence, I don't think you can mess with that whatsoever. I think Anthony's a guy that is willing and able to adapt to a different role. I think he's that skilled. And over these next handful of games, however many Vermont has down the line, it's very crucial that he does come off the bench because Vermont's bench has been lacking recently. And I think he can ignite the bench, and then some on top of the fact that you just don't want to mess with the flow and the chemistry that Drew Urquhart has been put into, because we did not expect this to happen this year with Drew, and you definitely don't want to mess anything like that up in this time of the year.
Well, Sam just shut me down. I think Sam wants my job. I think he wants me the talk show.
Gee, who out of the four of us, who's the best dressed?
Yeah.
This is a real stumper.
What do you think, Brady? What do you think? Put Lamb back in the lineup or what?
Not tonight. I'll say.
Wow!
I say I'm keeping him out of the lineup tonight. As Sam said, I think there's just too much consistency with this group of five starters that they've had since he went out in late December. I could see getting him back in to the starting lineup in the NCAA tournament where you end up with 4 or 5 days further to prepare and get back conditioning and get back a rapport with the teammates and a certain rotation. I'll do that. I'll say you play him more minutes tonight for sure.
Yes.
But I don't
yes
think you put him back in the starting lineup. And lastly, moving on to question 5, proposition 5, Arnie should stop shooting tonight in our basketball game.
I find that very insulting. I took myself out of the lineup last game.
Yes.
I don't
understand. No, repeal the shots for Arnie.
I am one of the best percentage-wise shooters on the YMCA team.
One for two?
I'm 5-3 when I show up. They've lost the two games when I don't show up. They let Trimboli score 54 against them, and he doesn't even have a batter here on him. I mean, what kind of guy scores 54? You don't even have a batter on this guy for. So, no, I'm not going to stop shooting the ball, Rich. I vote no on that.
Well, let's go back to the voice of YMCA basketball in about a month when the season ends, Sam Hyman.
Yeah, is that job open? Can I do those games? I need to, first of all, attend one of these. I'd like to see how good your sharpshooting skills
we're
are.
We're going to stream it live tonight, I think.
Okay,
no, I'm serious.
Put it on Facebook Live.
I hope it starts at around 10 p.m. because I won't be
you
paying attention to it.
You can watch the second half.
Yeah, I need to watch and see how you are, because apparently there's a lot of trash talking, a lot of back and forth going between you guys.
Yes, yes, there is.
Okay.
So Arnie should stop shooting and Brady should get more shots.
Wow, I don't like that. By the way, I am getting a lot of votes that I should run the gang here. Derek in St. Albans said his vote is for Arnie. I vote for Brady to be the big cheese at 101.3. Yes, this is to see who the boss is. We're going to take votes on that. I vote for Arnie, Sean, and Colchester. So, yeah, I'm getting a lot of votes to be the boss now.